Huckabee, Neat, CNN's shoddy Gaza coverage form of anti-Semitism. By Ian Hanchett on August 1, 2025. On Thursday's broadcast of News Nations on Balance, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee stated that the botched media coverage of Gaza is a form of anti-Semitism and professional suicide by those who take Hamas' word at face value. After Huckabee mentioned the New York Times' misrepresentation of starvation in Gaza, host Leland Viterb mentioned CNN's Situation Room, interviewing Amnesty International researcher Badr Hassan, and then played a clip of her in 2017 on Democracy Now! Stating that a nation like the United States, that has been built on colonization, it's only natural for them to support another colonizer state in Israel. Viterb then stated, "I found that second clip, in about 3 seconds on Google. And CNN passes this person off as what would supposedly be an independent researcher. I do wonder, and I'm going to ask this in a little bit of a pejorative way, because it makes my blood boil when stuff like this happens, but is there any way to explain what happens with the New York Times, what happens with CNN, other than some form of anti-Semitism?" Huckabee answered, "I think it is a form of anti-Semitism. But, frankly, Leland, it's worse than that. It's professional suicide on the part of people who pretend to be journalists, who get information from the so-called Gaza Health Ministry, which is Hamas. So, when you get your news sources and you take, at face value, what Hamas says to be factual, you're in real trouble on a journalistic level. And the integrity you've shot right out of the window. This is disgusting kind of journalistic malpractice that should be called out." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.